This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tom. Supporters of U.S. President Donald Trump gathered in Washington, D.C. and other cities a week after the presidential race was called for Democratic Joe Biden. Trump supporters swarmed his motorcade in adulation when he detoured for a drive-by on his way out of town. Their chants and cheers tracked Mr. Trump's own claims that he, not Biden, actually won the November 3rd election. The Washington protests were hit by sporadic violence later as both sides taunted one another. Projected U.S. President-elect Joe Biden told reporters that he was working on announcing his choices for some key cabinet positions. Earlier in the week, Mr. Biden told longtime aide said that longtime aide Ron Klain would be his White House chief of staff. President-elect has promised to build an administration that reflects the diversity of the country. He's expected to announce his choices for some key White House and cabinet positions in the next few weeks. The United States and Israel tracked and killed a senior al-Qaeda operative in Iran earlier this year in a bold intelligence operation that came as the Trump administration was ramping up pressure on Tehran. Four current and former U.S. officials say the operative, Abu Muhammad al-Masri, al-Qaeda's number two, was killed by assassins in the Iranian capital in August. Two of the officials, one current and one former, say Israeli agents carried out the operation. Two others say that Israel had been involved in surveillance, but could not say definitively who pulled the trigger. And when al-Masri was gunned down in a Tehran alley on August 7th. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The United States has set a new record of daily coronavirus infections again, with nearly 200,000 cases as the number of cases nears 11 million. Due to the record highs, the average daily increase of coronavirus infections in the U.S. exceeded 132,000 over a seven-day period. The governors of California, Oregon, and Washington issued a joint coronavirus travel advisory, urging people arriving to their states from other states or countries to self-quarantine for 14 days, and they were asked local residents to avoid all non-essential out-of-state trips. North Dakota has become the 35th U.S. state to require face coverings be worn in public as governors across the country grapple with a surge in coronavirus infections that threaten to swamp their healthcare systems. North Dakota joined 38 other states this month in reporting daily jumps and new cases. 17 others with record deaths and 25 others with a record number of COVID-19 patients in hospitals, according to a Reuters tally. The mask order is similar to other state mandates. It requires face coverings to be worn in most indoor public places and in indoor businesses and public settings when it is not possible to maintain some type of physical distancing. The head of the World Food Program says the Nobel Peace Prize has given the UN agency a spotlight and a megaphone to warn world leaders that next year is going to be worse than this year. David Beasley warns that without billions of dollars, we're going to have famines of biblical proportions in 2021. He said in an AP interview that the Nobel Committee looked at the agency's work in conflicts to feed millions, but also sent a message to the world that it's getting worse and that our hardest work is yet to come. China, Japan, and 13 other Asian Pacific nations have agreed to set up the world's largest trading bloc at an online summit meeting in a deal many hope will hasten free from the shocks of the coronavirus pandemic. The Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership will encompass nearly a third of the world's economic activity and population. Diplomats say rockets have been fired at Eritrea's capital as the deadly fighting in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region appears to spill across an international border and bring some observers' worst fears to life. At least three rockets appear to be aimed at the airport in Eritrea's capital hours after the Tigray regional government warned it might attack. It has accused Eritrea of attacking it at the invitation of Ethiopia's federal government since a conflict in northern Ethiopia erupted November 4th. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Hits.